All right, Cade, Mila, it's a Fáilte, and welcome back to the 7th episode of the Irish Hack, which is crazy that we're actually on the 7th episode already. Yeah, as people know, usually I am joined by Kevin Markham, but today I'm actually flying solo for the first time. Kevin's playing golf for the entire week, working on a personal project, so I'll leave that to him. And since I'm by myself, I didn't want to just do nothing, so I said I'd do something a little bit different, which is maybe talking about one of the most underrated 9-hole courses in Leinster. So yeah, bit of a backdrop for the first 3 years or so of my golfing career, if we want to call it that. I don't know if we do or we don't, but I played in Royal Tara Golf Club down in County Meath. It's a fun course, sure, good for members, fantastic facilities, have to give it that. It's 27 holes, and traditionally, whether you're in competition or if you're a visitor coming, you play the blue and the red. But today, I'm here to talk about the yellow course, the Ballinter 9, which is, in my opinion, like ridiculously underrated 9-hole course. It's an exceptional 9-hole course. I'm saying it's just very underrated by people who, and probably doesn't get the recognition that it deserves. I'm not saying, again, that it's a top 9-hole course in Leinster. I'm just saying underrated. So I'm expecting to come under a bit of scrutiny about this. A lot of the rankings will rate the blue and the red a lot higher than the yellow. But yeah, this is just my opinion. This is something I've been thinking about for a long time. I've been trying to convince other people that the yellow 9 is potentially, in my opinion, a little bit better than the blue and the red. So yeah. That's just my thoughts. I'll explain why now in a second. A little bit about Royal Tara Golf Club. It was founded back in 1906 and became a member of the Golfing Union of Ireland in 1920. It was originally a 9-hole course, and it was doubled in size to an 18-hole layout in 1969 by John Harris. And then in the mid-1990s, it became a 27-hole course where he kept the blue 9 and he added the red 9. And the yellow 9 was always the traditional 9. So my laptop's about to run out of battery here, so I'm just going to throw it on charge while we're talking away. So yeah, that's a little bit about the history of the course. So whatever that makes it, like 126 years old or so. So yeah, in my opinion, it's a great facilities, great clubhouse. The members get along really well together. It feels like a proper club, excellent food. This just a little bit about the experience of playing it. It is quite old. You'll recognize that from the second you drive in the gate. The one thing about Royal Tara Golf Club is the facilities are second to none. Like, I'm being honest, I don't know any practice facilities in terms of a driving range that are better than Royal Tara Golf Club. Like, they 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they constructed greens on the driving range with two flags on each green, and you can measure out your distances, or if you have a range finder. Just really, really good to go to. You could spend 2 hours there hitting the different flags on the golf course or hitting the driver way down there and seeing how far it goes. And it doesn't have the track man yet that like a Leopardstown or a Spawell might have. But it is an excellent driving range. And I'd be ridiculous if I didn't mention how good that was. This I probably should have mentioned as well. This only going to be hopefully a 12-15 minute episode, just something to fill the gap until we get Kevin back next week. So yeah, like I mentioned, there's a blue 9 or the Collegiate 9, there's the Tara or the red 9, and there's the Ballinter / yellow 9. So there are the three sets of 9 holes at Royal Tara Golf Club that make up the 27 hole course. Okay, let's briefly mention the other two courses quick. The blue 9 or the Collegiate 9 is like, this is the one I think that people would regard as their favorite at Royal Tara Golf Club. And to be honest, the opening hole is one of my favorite opening holes that I've played. It's a par 5 around to dogleg right to left, a big tree standing down the left hand side that if you're long enough, you'll need to draw it around. If you go too far right, you're underneath the trees. Royal Tara is a very heavily tree lined course. So if you've played before and you probably know what I'm talking about. If you're a little bit offline with your driving, you're potentially just punching out onto a fairway, and that's amplified especially at the first hole at Royal Tara, where it's an okay drive. If you pull it a little bit left, you're under trees. if you don't start your ball on the right line, you go too far, you're going to be in the trees. Great bunker down the right-hand side. The layup is tough because the bunkers come to about 80 yards. So there's bunkers lining left and right, 80 yards from the hole. But if you go for it in two, it's also not that easy. It's a double-tier green. Just, it's a really, really good hole to play. A lot of risk and reward involved, but a good way to start your round. It kind of continues through the whole blue nine, which is, like I mentioned, everybody will recognize the blue as probably, I'd say probably the strongest nine there. The Tara or the red tree. So if people are typically playing this in a competition, they'll go blue and red nine. The par trees are very good here. They're interesting. They catch your attention a lot. They're different distances. I can't remember off the top of my head what they are. And yeah, that's just the Tara nine. So they're both pretty straight. There's not much shape in the ball to them. Maybe you have to shape it a bit of right to left on the first hole in blue. The third hole is the par five. You'll shape it left to right, maybe. So yeah, it's good. But like I mentioned, people will always talk about the blue course and the red course, and they'll rarely talk about the yellow. And I have a bone to pick about that, because I think the yellow course is equally as good. Me personally, when I'm playing the yellow course at Royal Tower Golf Club, I am like more engaged in the round. I think there's a lot more thinking to do in the course. I think there is on the approach shots and off the tee. Here's the first thing, like the off the tee game. The first hole and the fifth hole, you have to shape it left to right. The sixth hole and the eighth hole, it's right to left. The third hole is pretty straight, but has out of bounds down the right hand side. And if you're going to try and reach it in two, it's very unlikely. But the third hole is like a 510 yard par five. It's very unlikely that you're going to reach it in two. But if you do, you need to hit the fairway. And that means bringing out of bounds down the right hand side into play. That's just a little bit about off the tee. So like shaping the ball both directions, two left to right, two right to left. As well as that, I also speak about this a lot. Like, I spoke about this in Port Salon. I spoke about this in Rosapenna. The fact that I love courses that give you options off the tee, so it's not just take out driver and spray wherever you have to go. And at Royal Tower feels like that as well in the yellow line. Like on the first hole, the fourth hole, the sixth hole, potentially just hitting tree wood or even a rescue or even an iron on some of these tees. But you have the chance to hit driver in some of those holes as well. Probably wouldn't recommend it, but you do have the opportunity. And then even apart from that, like, it's not like the whole place opens out in front of you. It's like the eighth hole, if you're hitting driver there, you're potentially going over the big massive tree, or in between, there's a massive tree along the left-hand side, and then there's a tree line about 15 yards. So you have a 15-yard gap to try and hit through, or you can just aim it out the right-hand side, or you can just try and go over the tree, depending on what sort of player you are, if you're a tank off the tee or not. I just think, off the tee, it's very interesting. A lot of different shapes, a lot of different options to play. And yeah, like that's just the first aspect of how it's probably criminally underrated. Let's talk a little bit about the elevation changes. So I feel like from the first moment off the tee, you are straight away thinking, especially on the first tee, you're thinking, do I hit driver here? Do I hit a six iron? Do I hit a tree wood? And if you pull it too far left, you're going out of bounds along the driving range. Now, bone to pick there is that the driving range, if people are slicing the balls in the driving range, it could potentially be somebody could like get hit with a ball from the driving range out on the first fairway in the yellow. But so that's a massive flaw. And I know they're probably trying to grow the trees up so that it protects the players a lot more. But yeah, from the very first moment on the first tee, do I hit a driver, tree wood, six iron, whatever it is? And yeah. Then elevation changes. Like the second hole is 174 meters, I think. The scorecard I'm looking at, I think it's in meters. It's 174 meters, par three, massively downhill, dramatic downhill to a green that slopes from left to right. Just in terms of elevation changes, like some of the greens have two-tiered greens, meaning that some of your approach shots are going to be slightly uphill to a back tee, to a back green, back pin you're trying to account for that as well. You don't want to go too far, you're going to be running off the back of some of these greens. The seventh hole is a slightly uphill par three. The eighth hole is a you hit your tee shot and then your approach shot into the green is over a ridge in the middle of the fairway, which means for a blind approach shot into the green, the ninth hole is a slightly, some would argue, I would argue that's slightly downhill to a par three that's 166 meters. So yeah, like second is dramatically downhill. Some greens have back pins that would make it a little bit uphill. The seventh is slightly uphill. Eighth is a blind approach shot. Ninth is a slightly downhill. I think even trying to, when you're thinking about your approach shots and trying to add that to the equation of, oh, hey, how far is this going to play uphill, downhill, blah, blah, blah. I think you get a little bit more of that at the yellow course at Royal Tower than you do on the blue or the red. That's a little bit about the approach shots. In terms of the greens are like, okay, the first, I'll be honest, the first green is pretty boring. There's not much. There's a bunker to the right hand, to front right of the green that doesn't really come into play. The green doesn't slope dramatically. There's no shape to it. Okay, so yeah, if I was Royal Tower, I'd consider doing something to make that green a little bit more interesting if you want to place more focus on the yellow nine. But the second hole is like, I mentioned the fact that it's 174 meters playing massively downhill. And it's a lovely green that slopes from back to front and extends from the front left towards the back right with a bunker along the back, along the right-hand side of the green. And it's a really intimidating tee shot because your tee shot is being taken from behind some trees. So you're not entirely sure what the wind is doing unless you've taken note of it on the first tee. And it's a good green. And it's one of my favorite par threes out of Royal Tower Golf Club. It's the second hole because it just leaves you with, you're trying to answer so many questions. If you go long of the green, you're trying to chip downhill, chip over a mound to a green that's running away from you. And it's a quite steep slope on the green that's running away from you. So I think the second hole is a really good par three, just in terms of some of the other greens then as well. The third and the fourth are two-tier greens with steep slope. So if it's a back pin and you're short and you're in the front of the green, you have to put up these steep slopes at the green that is can be quite challenging. The fifth hole is and anybody who's played Royal Tower will know this. The fifth hole slopes so steeply from left to right that wherever the pin is, you want to make sure that you're to the right hand side of it, so that you're putting back up the hill. And trust me, there's been many times where I've been to the left side of that pin and I've been putting downhill and I've had 6-7 feet coming back. That's how steep this slope is on this green. The sixth and the seventh are, I think, relatively flat. The sixth and the seventh are like, yeah, relatively flat greens, but big runoffs to the left and right, left, right, and back of the seven, of the sixth green. Sorry, getting all mixed up here. Sixth green, the par four. It's only 301 meters off the tee. It's a dogleg right to left around the trees to the left-hand side. But the green is tough. Like, there's, like I mentioned, steep runoffs to the left, right, and to the back of the green. And you feel like you have to hit, and you're only hitting a wedge into it. So it feels like it's quite a narrow green to be hitting into in terms of from left to right. But you're only hitting a wedge in, so you feel like you've got to make a par there. Let me see what other things. The eighth green, like I mentioned, is fun. The ninth is more dramatic in terms of it's a par three, 166 meters. It's a par three, and it goes from front left to back right, and kind of slopes around this bunker in the front of the green, which catches your attention from the tee. Like, you're not sure what exactly to be hitting. Usually plays downwind as well. So, like, I hope the point that I'm getting to here is, like, there's a lot of dramatic elevation changes. The greens are really, really interesting. They're not just bland greens. And to be honest, actually, I think the greens here are a lot better than they are on the blue and the red course in terms of how they slope and having double tiered greens and having runoffs to the left, right, and back of the greens, and it punishes you a lot for what it is like. And yeah, like I mentioned, it just feels like they're a lot more dramatic. In terms of the par threes, something I always like talking about is that they're like, the second is a downhill par three, 174 meters. The seventh is slightly uphill. The ninth is relatively flat. Like, different strategies off the tee, trying to determine if it's uphill, downhill. And as well as that, the wind can get at you as well. So all going different directions as well, which is one thing I love about the par threes at the Yellow course. If you look at a scorecard or a map of the course, they're not all running the same one direction. They're going different directions, which is means that different times you're dealing with different wind directions. And yeah, just good, like just fun. And everything about those, the nine holes at the Yellow course at Royal Tower Golf Club feels like they're going different directions as well. Like the first hole and the second hole kind of play a similar direction. Then the third, fourth, fifth play a similar direction. The sixth is this dogleg around to the left. The seventh kind of comes back in the opposite direction to the fifth hole. But still, and then like the seventh is slightly uphill. Like it's, yeah, or the eighth is like a big dogleg left, right to left. So it feels like you're trying to draw the ball in some places, fade the ball in other places. The par fours as well, there's quite a range, or they range from 301 meters to 441 meters. And yeah, as a final side note to this, it's a simple walk at the Yellow Nine. Like the first hole to the second tee is probably one of the longest walks that you'll do, or maybe the sixth green to the seventh tee box. That can be quite a long walk as well. But apart from that, it's all relatively short, no more than 20 seconds. So that's always a fun way to play a nine-hole course. And yeah, I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to touch on here. It was, just like I mentioned at the start of this, I think the Yellow Nine gets criminally underrated. And people will always go and play the blue and the red. I think the fact that there's different elevations, the greens are like really interesting. Off the tee, you're hitting different shot shapes or clubs off the tee. Everything goes a different direction in terms of some are going north, some are going west, some are going south. And yeah, relatively simple walk. I aimed for 15 minutes with this, but it's after going on for 70 minutes. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. It was something to fill the time while we wait for Kevin to complete his endeavor trying to play all of these golf courses for a personal project that he's working on. But he will be back on the show next week. I think these shows do pretty well. So if you've any thoughts or courses that you'd like us to visit, he's played all the courses, or if you'd like me to visit that I can talk about with him, hit me up, send me a message. Yeah, that's pretty much everything. You can find me on all social media handles at The Plug Lie. It's TikTok, it's Instagram, it's YouTube, it's Twitter. I think that's pretty much everything. And yeah, be sure to check it out on all my social media handles. Gormila Mottagut, and I will chat to you again next week.